Welcome to Where the Voices Are? Question mark. Which is the Where the Voices Are improv night, where we do improv. I'm obviously Lucid Dean, who is, been said by some, described by some as the Rocco Siffredi of audio porn. I mean, I'm just saying that. Some people have said that. Lots and lots and lots and lots of people have definitely said that. But who are our players? Okay, so I'm going to start with Jay Wild. Jay Wild, you famously have some really controversial opinions about various different ethnic groups. Isn't that right, Jay Wild?
Yes, actually.
Would you like to elaborate on those, or is it?
I have some things that I have about Germans and, and their showers. And the fact that they don't sell me shoes, I don't like that either.
Nobody likes not being sold shoes. Exactly. I think that's an entirely fair and reasonable worldview to possess.
Too much sausage, not enough shoes. I agree.
Ginger, you are famous for having written a series of erotic vampire novels under a female pseudonym. I've got to say, I'm pretty impressed that we were able to get you to join this weird little improv evening. How do you think that your erotic vampire fiction writing skills are going to come to bear tonight?
Oh shit, that was to me. Sorry, my connection got fucked.
Much like the vampires in your erotic novels, am I right?
Obviously. I think that if you read my most famous book, Werewolf Does Vampire in the Ass for 6.5 chapters, you love and domination for the art that is improv.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautifully said. And of course, that is one of my very favorite books of all time. Bats, you recently made the transition from doing live action hardcore pornography to the world of audio porn. How frustrated are you that people don't know how pretty your dick is in real life?
Nonsense. I'm sure most of them know anyway, but you're all right.
Because you just make sure that you send it around to anyone who may possibly have listened to one of your audios. I think that's very sensible. Yeah, it's a wise way to approach things. And Nightfawn.
Hi.
I mean, you were up until very recently a homeless person who
I had
never even heard of the internet. And now look at you. It's almost disgusting. How has the internet changed
you? I found
you?
A home in it. I no longer feel homeless. Of course, it's still me in a box. In a fridge box, actually. Frigidaire is the number one source for your fridges. But it's nice now that I get to siphon the web off of Starbucks. I also siphon like coffee off of people, but we won't talk about where I put that.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, it is important to be aware that, you know, any member of the police force of any country could be listening to this and ready to track down somebody siphoning off coffee from a Starbucks hose. I mean, okay. So now that everybody knows who everybody else is, we're going to get into the first game. And the first game we are going to do is speed dating. Speed dating is going to involve some crowd suggestions. So,
oh, this is awesome.
We will all be speed dating each other. The dates will last sort of 2 to 3 minutes ish. I'll be the arbiter. I'm the guy who keeps and owns all of time during this whole situation. So
you are truly God.
I am. Yes. Yeah. And it's important to be recognized as such. So let's see. We want character traits for. Let's start with Nightfawn. Everyone post a character trait from which Nightfawn can choose.
Oh no.
Oh, okay.
You're picking one. Hey, that's me every day.
Yeah, that's
that. You could have just wrote Nightfawn.
Oh, for the benefit of people who are just listening, so we have very, very small penis, but thinks it's huge, which is Nightfawn every day. We have hungry. We have ADHD. We have wants to be kidnapped. I feel like there's a chance Kane is just pushing his own fetish.
I mean,
so true.
How about wants to be kidnapped, though?
Wants to be kidnapped. It is pretty great. Yeah. Do you want to go with that?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Nightborn Strangers wants to be kidnapped. Okay, so let's have one for bats.
Oh, God.
Help me.
Okay, I love you. I like our little tags. Jay, Where's My Shoes, Germany. Ginger, Erotic Vampire Novels. Bats, Porn Star Turns Audio Porn Star. And Knife on Homeless Turn Coffee Ho.
Yes. Yeah.
The house can I take pictures of my dick if I'm invisible? Hello? Come on, man. Wait.
But this is just for the, this is purely for the role. I mean, like, in real life, you can send all the dick pics you want to Moon. Mm-hmm. I mean,
any.
He's had plenty of those. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Can we use cat emoji?
We have thinks he's invisible, cat emoji, really likes toes. Any of these? Oh, bongo cat. Okay. Yeah. A lot of push for bats to be a cat. I mean,
what,
like,
about, like, what's
has a baseball bat for a cock?
Yes. Has a
also,
baseball
bat.
Dead meme.
For the record, Winter. Bongo Cat will never be a dead meme. How fucking dare you?
Neko Neko
Bongo
Boy.
Bongo Cat is the greatest thing that's ever happened to humanity.
Let's stay on task.
Die.
So bad. It looks like any of these leaping out at you.
It looks like it's a toss-up between Tourette's and Neko Boy at this point because they really want Neko Boy.
They participate.
But it's all cock.
Baseball okay, where I mean, where do you fall upon? You've got to choose
one
of the boy
with
I've got to go with being a good sport because they want Neko, so I'll give him Neko.
Good choice. Good choice. Okay. So now we need one for Ginger.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Is Howard the Alien a suggestion? I'm not even sure.
Yes,
that's not a character trait.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bitchy baby bada bowl is not a character trait. Thinks he's tough but is really a softie.
Fuck
believes,
you.
Believes he's a lizard person but isn't. Premature ejaculator, alcoholic single mom.
Single dad, you mean?
Single whatever you want to be, baby.
Single parental unit.
Very specifically single mom, okay.
No.
Lost
yeah, one,
for
yeah,
his
one,
mommy,
yeah.
That's pretty okay. Good. Sorry, so did you pick one, Ginger?
I kinda like the whole lost and looking for his mom thing.
Well, yeah, I think that's pretty good.
That's good.
Lost and looking for his mommy. So now we need one for Jay.
You're right.
Don't say
she
that.
Did ask for worst. Yeah, this is a terrible idea. Hates the other participants but feels obligated.
That's
to
me
fine.
Every day. What are you talking about?
That, yeah, that's Jay.
Hey, you just you failed to understand the art of
wrapped her hands.
Acting and improv and everything.
How's
yes,
the Beastie
so,
Boys a character trait, Ginger?
You're just all of them. Fuck
I
you.
Am the Beastie Boys.
You are
yeah,
the
you,
Beastie Boys.
You're the Beastie Boys. You have raptor hands. Is a baby raptor in disguise?
Sexual
serial
rapist.
Serial looking
rapist.
For consenting victims.
How do you consent?
Thinks. Yes, yeah, thinks she's being kidnapped and sneakily looking for an escape. trying to hide the fact that her bottom half is actually mermaid parts. <It's
pretty good. laughs> Oh my God. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna go with trying to hide the fact that the bottom half is mermaid parts. It almost was serial rapist, but I'm like, why would I be looking for consenting victims? But yes, really wants
okay.
Death.
I mean, isn't that
I'm
just
going
this
to need
entire novel?
To hit me up with a character trait for me.
For Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make them Dean-licious. Has giant penis will travel. I mean, again, this. I mean, really, all you're doing is nailing. Secretly Hulk Hogan.
Yes!
Secretly wants you to jerk off with his hair, because lettuce. That's too specific. Thinks he's actually an alien in disguise. Is Cyclops from the X-Men? I kind of like that. I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
So basically, you have to be miserable and everyone hates you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
constantly being very conscientious
of my attracted to toothbrush holders.
Again, Moon Moon, that is that. I mean, these are just real things.
So, I wish I'd taken a video of you fingering every single one of those toothbrush holders.
I put it up to accompany this audio. Yeah. Okay. So current scene is speed dating. Current participants: Jay, who is trying to hide the fact that her bottom half is mermaid parts; Ginger, who is lost and looking for his mummy; Bats, who is Nico Boy; Nightfawn, who wants to be kidnapped; and Dean, who is Cyclops from the X-Men. So we are going to begin when I give you a Newt Newt. That is the end of your date. We are going to begin with Jay and Ginger. So, Newt Newt, let's go. Date.
Hey there. How's it going?
Hi. I'm looking for somebody. Have you seen my mom? Have you seen like a short blonde woman like sort of around? I kind of got lost and I don't know where she is.
No, I've kind of been stuck in this chair for a while. I don't like to move, but you do look really nice.
That's cool. I really need to go get her though, because like I got shit to do, and like this is so where is she? Like, did you see any blonde woman? Anyone?
No, I think that there's a blonde woman across the way over there. Is that her?
That's okay. That is a seagull. That's a seagull.
You do know you're part of speed dating, right?
I'm part of what now?
We're doing speed dating.
I went to Target with my mom. I kind of took a couple turns and I'm here now. What the fuck happened?
No. Yeah, this is like where you talk about yourself and you try to pick somebody up on a date.
Hey, do you smell that? Something smells like fish.
No. They're serving fish in the next room.
Definitely smells like fish.
It's nothing, I swear. It's nothing. Mm-mm.
The fuck's happening down under the... Are you trying to play footsie? What the fuck?
No, I'm sorry. When I get nervous, I twitch my what do you call
that
it?
That doesn't feet. Feel like a
I
foot.
I twitch my feet. I'm sorry. I have small toes.
Did you forget the word feet for a second?
No.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Noot noot! Just before Jay is discovered. okay, Bats and Fawn.
Hey, really quick. So, you're cute and all, but I just feel the need to ask you. I saw this, like, white van outside with, like, tinted windows. Is that your car? Because it looks really cool.
I mean, neon, really?
No.
Mine is more of a... No.
Did you give me a drink? Is this for me?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Is it cool if I just dip this, like, this piece of paper in it? Because, you know, like, maybe it has roofies. Not that I'm saying that you roofied me or anything, but, like, I'm just making sure. I hear it tastes really good.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I see that you have like really cute cat ears on. Are you like a furry or like?
No, I wouldn't say.
No.
Yeah.
So like, what is nya? What does that mean?
It means nya. You know.
Yeah. Can I get like a full definition?
There's not much to it, you know.
Oh, that's cute. That's really cute. Is that like a bell around your neck? Oh, it's really cute.
It might be. Yeah.
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 Yeah. yeah. Really quickly. So do you think my wrists look like really slender? Because, you know, some people told me that, well, the ties only are really as long as you want them to be. But do you think that my wrists would look really good with zip ties on them? I'm just wondering, you know, for a friend, obviously.
Yeah. Very much.
Yeah? Do you want to test it? Because I have some in my bag right now. But we might have to go out to your van really quickly to test.
Didn't I tell you the van wasn't... The van's not nyan.
No?
Noot, noot. Okay. Dean and Jake. Hi.
I just love the nyas at each other.
Hey, wow, you are beautiful. Hi.
Thanks. I saw you from across the room. I'm sorry, I didn't come over and say hi earlier.
Oh, hey, that's okay. I knew we would reach each other eventually. I love the seashells in your hair.
Thank you.
Smells, oh, so exotic.
I really like the ocean. So,
yeah?
Do you have any hobbies?
You don't know who I am? Okay, just give me a second. All right, just make sure nobody's looking. I'm going to stare at this candle in the middle of the table, and I blast!
Whoa, what the fuck was that?
That was me essentially igniting the candle, using only the power of my eyes.
The tablecloth is on fire.
Yeah, it's more impressive if the tablecloth is on fire, I like to think.
No, we need to put that out. I can't move. Let's put out the tablecloth, please. Please, could you just dump your water on it?
Hold on a second. Like, now that it has burned away, I can see what look like mermaid parts. Are you a mutant?
No. I'm a mermaid.
So mermaids aren't mutants?
No, we've been around forever.
I was fairly... I went to a very intensive mutant school and was raised to learn all about mutant culture, and I was told that mermaids were, in fact, mutants. So, I don't know, maybe you're a little bit ignorant about your own heritage? Could that possibly be the case?
Yeah. No, I definitely am not. I'm actually kind of offended by that. I mean, I don't think that you could actually put me in the same class as you. That's just kind of offensive. I mean...
That's true, but I mean, you are a female mermaid, and we all know that women do have scientifically smaller brains. This is what I was taught by Professor X.
Wow. So you're actually saying, not only am I a mutant and I'm dumb, you really date women? Like, women actually go out with you?
Oh, this one woman did for a while, but it's kind of a very long, very, very, very sad story that I'll tell right now. Newt, newt.
Sorry about the door noise.
Ginger and Fawn.
Just in the nick of time, because I'm finally back.
Woo! Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi. Oh, look, I was like at a Target with my mom, and now I'm in this fucking... Look.
Yeah?
I've seen like a short blonde woman, that's all. And, like, I'm just trying to get...
Okay, well, we can, like, go look for her together. I saw this white van outside. Is that, like, you or your mom's, maybe? Like, because I think I see, like, duct tape poking out of your pocket right there. And I just want to tell you that I think that's, like, really sexy.
What?
You
think it's... I mean, I was just picking it up for, like...
Yeah?
So, out of curiosity, like, how sexy? No.
Like, I think we should go look for your mom, wink, wink, and maybe she's in, like, your van or something. But, I just want to see how, like, sticky your duct tape is. Like, we could maybe test it out on my, like, I don't know, my limbs or, like, my face or something. You know, like, normal places to, like, test out duct tape.
I am shockingly okay with this situation, but I'll tie you up with the duct tape later, but first we need to find my mom.
Well, what if she's, like, in your van, and, like, you tied her up first for practice, because you know, you saw me and you were like, wow, this girl really looks like she needs to get kidnapped. Huh? I mean, like, what? Get taken to my home. Yeah. My humble abode. Not that I really know what that is because I live in a box, but, you know, like, we don't judge here, right?
Well, absolutely. Do you want my number? Should we just, like, leave this place now?
I just want to know, like, what your thoughts are on zip ties versus chains, actually. I've always been more into chains.
He
was like, oh, I only want rope, but that really hurt me. It really cut me all the time. Not that I had a problem with, you know, pain, but, like, being locked in this basement wasn't as cool with the rope sheathing. How is your basement, by the way?
I've got to say, okay, so I live in an apartment, but we
That might be a deal breaker for me.
But we have like a storage space in the basement. So, just with Christmas shit all the time.
Yeah, as long as it's at, like, in an undisclosed location, that's cool.
Nude.
Just so no one will come look.
That's a day.
Yellow.
Hi. Sorry about the tablecloth. The guy before me was just, or before you was just really fucking bizarre.
Oh, it's fine. I'll look it up. You know, and I'll handle it. Just keep. Yeah, one sec.
Okay. What is that you're wearing? Anyway.
What? Sorry.
You're not a mutant, are you?
No.
Oh, God. So what's your take on women?
Women?
I mean, like, this is speed dating. Like, do you?
I don't really take from them at all. Women?
You don't take from them? Like, you don't go out? Well, I'm a little confused.
Let me clean this table. I really need to lick this table. I'm sorry. Give me a bit. Hang on. Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure you're not a mutant?
Yes. Fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Sorry. Moving on. Yes.
Yeah. I'm not sure this is going to work out.
No.
I'm not a big fan of guys that lick tables.
I mean, it wasn't the table per se. It was more, yeah.
Then what was on the table you needed to lick?
I don't know. There was a bunch of stuff, really. It sort of felt like it needed licking, you know? Yeah.
Well, wait, let me get this straight. There's a bunch of stuff that needs licking?
Yes.
So...
That's... Yeah. Yeah.
So you really like to lick things, then?
Among other things?
Okay, maybe this could work out.
Yeah.
How do you feel about fish?
I like tuna.
I like tuna. Best pickup.
Okay.
Dinge and Bad Flavo.
Okay, Dean and Fawn.
Oh.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. I see you have a lot of belts on you. Do you ever use that on people?
I use it on people all the time. It's kind of part of my job. I have a lot of yellow pouches kind of all over myself. Look, there's some mysterious pills. Uh-huh. In this one, it's an X-Men keychain.
So what are those, are those pills? Because I had this drink earlier. And it totally tasted like super amazing. And my friend was like, oh my God, you have to try what a roofie tastes like. So are those like what roofies are? Can I like taste them really quickly?
These are superhero pills for when I'm taking down bad guys. It's actually, it's not a roofie. It's called Rohypnol. And what it does is kind of makes somebody kind of sleepy and kind of forgetful. I mean, would that do? It's not quite as good as what you're talking about.
Yeah, we could like try it. Really quickly, I actually saw this like white van outside, like tinted windows. Is that like your like superhero van?
Yeah.
It has like an X on it. Yeah, oh my God, that's really cool.
That's my X-Men Xavier's School of Gifted Mutants minibus that I drive around when I go speed dating. Yeah.
Jeez, that's amazing. We should test those pills out in your van because it looks so posh and like amazing. Are there like, do you have like zip ties in there because you're like a superhero?
Of course. Wait, are you from the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants?
No. I'm just, I'm just really, like, so I have this kink. Oh, it's really embarrassing. Maybe I'll just tell you in the van. No.
I'm getting a distinctly evil mutant vibe from you. I'm going to have to put some zip ties on you and take you to the van.
Oh, well, you're totally free to do that, too. I found
the van. What the fuck, man? Like, you stole my bitch.
I like the whole, like, that you were going to take her, you were going to force her to come look for your mummy.
I mean, shit, I couldn't even get her.
She's going to hold a fucking gun to her head the whole time, just like, we're looking for your fucking mom.
I am done with this shit.
Hey, that's speed dating. That's how that shit goes.
Hey, somebody do me a pin. Come look for me. Come look for my mom with me, bitch. Please.
Oh, okay. So the next game that we are going to be playing is horror movie because you know it's October, therefore almost Halloween. So, I am going to need a suggestion for a location.
Undisclosed location.
Undisclosed location. Cyclops in the X-Men's basement.
Fun. My connection.
We have Meat Factory. Abandoned slaughterhouse.
By the dumpster behind Denny's.
Ginger's roboting.
Uh-huh.
Fawn's house.
Fawn's house. Fuck yeah.
Just a straight up Denny's. Barnes and Noble.
It is a horror show. Denny's.
Anthropology.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm liking Denny's. Let's go with
Denny's. I've never been to a Denny's. What the fuck?
Have you been to a Perkins?
Just think of a shitty dial.
Have you been to a Perkins night, Fawn?
No.
Or any type of diner.
Think of a shitty,
okay. Like a shitty diner.
So like Tim's, but worse. Okay.
Shitty chain diner.
Definitely worse. Yeah, yeah.
Like, lots of breakfast food and bad hamburgers and
waiter service.
So essentially my house. I got
really old like waitresses that have been doing this for 40 years and smoking at the same time. And yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Tim's, but more meth. That's a good point.
Okay.
Okay.
So. The scenario is we're being stalked by something or someone,
mm-hmm.
and we're just trying to survive the night. Okay. So, Newt. Okay, you guys, you made sure that all the windows are closed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Barred the ones in the kitchen with the big trays.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, I managed to find my way in through one, so I think one's still open.
Oh, that's no good. No, we gotta go and we gotta close that up right now. Bats, have you done the front door and the back door?
I only did the back door.
Okay, okay. Jay, if you want to get on the front door.
Yeah, I'll go handle that.
How's everyone holding up?
Yeah. I did blood. I'm robot. Still getting over all of that fucking blood. Oh my god. So,
Ginger, are you revealing yourself to be a cyborg right now?
What?
No. Are you
a cyborg? I blame that. He didn't steal that shit tight enough.
You let the cyborg in.
I'm not. What? I'm not a cyborg. There was just a lot of blood. Holy
fuck. Well, that's holy.
Yeah, how did you know there was blood? And how didn't we, the rest of us, know there was blood? Only if you were the cyborg that, like, killed all these other people in here.
I'm going to start unpulling these boards from the window. We've got to figure out a way out.
Yeah. We can, like, hide in my fridge box in the back. It's fine.
He's miscircuiting. We need to act now.
Yeah. Does anyone have any kind of, like, an axe or a... here's a, like, a soup ladle. If I hit him with this, I think I can push him back maybe an inch or two while everyone else is getting.
We could grab him. There's a couple of fire extinguishers in the kitchen. Yeah. I'm going to grab those. Go.
Tink.
I gotta,
doesn't seem to be holding him back at all.
Stop that shit! Stop it! It's annoying!
Okay, I'm going to open the front door.
Robot stuff, or does it feel like human flesh?
I'm not a cyborg! I'm an android, you fucking racists!
Wow.
That's
all right, worse than
a cyborg.
That's
it. A cyborg at least has human parts.
We got to take him apart.
Exactly. We do.
Fuck off, you goddamn... Cyborg. Okay. Here's the difference between cyborgs and androids. Androids won't kill humans because we don't give a shit about you fucking flesh. And
where did
sacks.
All the blood come from?
All of the racism is making me uncomfortable.
Kill one of you motherfuckers! I didn't think there'd be that much blood.
Nightfall, sit on his face. Jay, take the cleaver to his stomach. Let's
see.
Okay.
Wait. Why?
We gotta keep him down.
How?
We gotta hold him down, right?
Yes.
I'm just gonna go to the other side of the room.
What? You have to help him.
What? You have to help us. Bats, what are you doing?
He's, like, struggling a lot. Jeez.
Violence.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
Bats, if you want to hold him down,
what the fuck?
We are going to have to do this to you next. I don't know if I trust the bats as an android at this point. Get over here and help us cut this thing open.
We gotta find the chip inside it.
He's moving around a lot.
I got a butcher knife from the kitchen. And here's
I'm not gonna be able to hold that.
Why can't you hold that? He's malfunctioning. Quick, smack him with the
vibrating.
Here, use the fire extinguisher. Hit him in the head.
Okay, I'll get off real quick.
Is he dead?
Stop that!
Okay.
Fuck! Ah, he's not dead yet!
He's an android. God.
We gotta take the chip out or something. Is it in his head or in his gut? I'll cut open his gut and see.
Hey, can the one who sat on my head do that again? That was nice.
What?
Butcher knife in the guts. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
It's not... Okay, I'll tell you where it is if you just, like, stop fucking hitting me with stuff.
Where is it?
How do we know we can believe you?
It's in.
We'll just go looking for it.
It's in my clutch.
Okay, that's all.
You
got the butcher knife, Jay?
Wait, what the fuck are we doing?
Just, like, I guess cut off all of this stuff that's kind of in the way.
Okay,
like all of these floppy parts.
There's a lot I'll just start of tiny hacking. Bits, though.
Start hacking at the tiny bits.
Humans don't look like this.
Wait, really?
This is disgusting.
Why did they build him this way? No,
it's four pronged, Ginger.
Huh.
That's
a lot less interesting.
I'll just hack this out of the way.
Absolutely revolting. Wait, yeah, just keep cutting until you find that chip.
Stop it! Oh god, it's extending a whole lot.
There's some kind of fluid coming out of here. I don't know if it's like a lubricant or
that doesn't look like blood.
No, where's the chip? I can't.
Is
find
it mayo? Is he like a kitchen robot?
Yeah,
mayo.
No,
keep licking it.
Is he? Oh, holy shit! He's one of those new Denny's mayo robots.
Shit.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ginger.
False
this
alarm.
Is okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Wait, what are the other three prongs then? We just cut one off. Is this one like ketchup?
That one was ketchup. That one was relish, and the last one is hot sauce.
Okay. Oh shit!
This all makes horrible sense.
That makes too much sense. Oh, we're so sorry.
So we've been ignoring bats this whole time.
Like, and he's, like, standing all the way across the room.
Also, you, like, super mutilated me.
Bats is standing up in the corner of the room in the shadows with big, horrifying white eyes. What are you, Bats? What's your deal?
Oh, yeah. Shit. That, he does that.
I knew humans didn't actually have cat ears.
No. Wait, shit. You're human? You're not human? No.
Bats, explain yourself.
About that. It's kind of... Yeah? What? You know, it's sort of...
His weird robot language. What does Nya mean?
That's not robot language, you fucking racist.
What?
Why are we
one
racist?
1-0-1-0-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1
playing an Asian?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You're not. Wow. Oh my god. Bats with his like continued nyang.
Staring over the character.
I don't know what else to say. I'm like, everything has to begin with NY, so
yeah.
It doesn't. Were, this is no. What you see.
You're carrying over the character trait. That's what's so funny.
I you know tried how, like, the box. Not
a fish. A mermaid, sorry. Yeah, it's clearly Bat's character. Is that just who Bat is? Is this just who this man is?
Yeah, I did not look. Yeah. I did not look for my mom that entire time.
I did not. I actually walked around.
I was
the
a fucking envoy.
I'll be honest. I had totally forgotten that I was not supposed to continue to be the cat.
Really? Really?
That's amazing. It's all good. It worked. Well. It worked well. Totally. That was so funny.
Oh my god. Okay. So the next game on the slate is job interviews. Wow. So in job interviews, all of you kids are going to choose a job suggested by the crowd. And I am going to interview you for the position. So, but you're each going to do a different job. Like, we don't need to all of you be competing. That's not what the spirit of this is about at all. So let's have a suggestion for Jay from the crowd.
The anarchist.
Santa Claus. Oh, no.
Okay, they're still typing. So for those who are listening at home.
Dog cum taster. I don't think that's a job.
No.
I don't think that's a real job.
You can have a job manipulating caged animals for artificial insemination, but yeah.
Like I said, dog cum taster.
Not kidding.
Just called.
Actually dated someone who did that. Yes. Throw pillow seamstress.
Good yes, boy hunter. That's too realistic, Rando. Dildo tolerance
sampler.
Again, too realistic.
Oh, no.
Medieval executioner. Hit woman.
Any of these speaking to you, Jay?
I kind of like hit woman. That sounds
hit
like
woman.
Fun.
Yeah, that does seem like a good one. Yeah. Okay. I'm so Jay is a hit woman. Now we are going to need a job for Bats. Cat? Well, I mean,
I fucking resent that.
We want to stretch his range a little bit with Cat. Cat woman, color model, rat. A koala bear. Cat cafe owner that is actually a cat himself. Circus juggler. See, but if he's an owner, he can't be interviewing for the position of cat owner. Cafe owner, rather.
Am I good?
Upside simulated developer.
Just a little robotty, but you're good.
Yeah, you're good now. Whip tester. Door-to-door salesman. Who a bunch of people.
That's so bad. Professional yacht. Pyramid scheme. Oh, dude, I totally want to try and get into a pyramid scheme.
Pyramid scheme proponent. Well, you can either be selling me on the pyramid scheme, or you can be trying to get a job.
He is the pyramid scheme.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Dun, dun, dun. but no, like, I feel like maybe I'm trying to get some sort of management position within the pyramid scheme such to not be a part of the pyramid.
I see. That makes sense. Okay. So, yeah. So, you're going with pyramid scheme? That is your choice? Excellent. Okay. So, now we need one for Nightfawn.
Hi.
Okay. I'm back. Did I miss anything?
I don't...
be a cat girl if we have a cat boy already.
We don't have a cat boy already necessarily. Depends how he's going to choose to play his pyramid scheme character.
Wait. Whose job are we looking for?
Mine.
A job for Nightfawn.
Ah, thank you.
God knows I've been doing it for months now. Ooh, Turiya. Purple people eater. Excuse me?
Vampire engineer?
Stripper of rainbows!
Danny's waitress, stripper afraid of poles.
Whoa! Wait, Hammy? Wait.
Ping pong ball porn star. Classic.
Wait, what did he say?
Robot repair person who hates robots. The head any bitch of a pimp.
I'll be honest, I wasn't paying attention.
We can go back and read them again if you want.
Alright. Time traveling global warming denialist that was actually right.
See, these need to be a little bit more along the lines of things people would be interviewing.
Yeah.
In order to get the job doing.
Being a stripper, but being afraid of poles. They got the ping pong ball porn star. We've got the Denny's waitress.
Oh, Frost, you didn't see that? Yeah, no, these are not character traits.
Vampire engineer. time traveling. Let's see. What else was said? Robot repair person who hates robots. Head bitch of a pimp.
I'll just be a stripper afraid of poles.
Stripper afraid of poles. Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So now we need one for Ginger.
Hopefully my audio won't shit itself yet again.
It kind of turned into a great thing. It was funny.
Robot, obviously.
Mole Fountain Mermaid. Private detective who specializes on missing parents. World dominator of the robot army. A booth babe for androids. Cool. Yoga teacher, but is a fish. I like that one.
Mad scientist, fluffer.
Professional floof. President of the United States.
President, nice.
Fuck it, president. I'm being
president. Beautiful.
Robot president.
I'm going to try and be president.
The president is the choice. Excellent. Okay, so. I am going to say, I'll go over these again. So Jay is interviewing for the position of hit woman. Ginger, Mr. President. Bats, a pyramid scheme proponent. And Nightfawn, a stripper afraid of poles. Okay.
Mr. President.
So.
There you go.
So, Mr. Whatever the fuck you want to be.
Who's okay. First interview?
I'm going to say Jay is first interview. So come on in.
I'll be.
Good day.
Hi. Yeah. So you are going to be interviewing for the position of hit woman.
Yeah. I have a lot of experience in this area.
You do, huh? Okay. So roughly how many people have you successfully killed?
69.
And was that all in a professional context, or was some of that outside of the field?
Oh, some of it was outside of the field, for sure. I mean, you have to get your practice up. It's not like you can professionally kill people from the start.
That's true. I'm sure some of those took place at Hit Woman School. So how many professional hits have you conducted?
I have conducted 43 professional hits.
That is an impressive number.
Thank you.
That's a very impressive number. That's a lot higher than any of the other candidates that I've seen today. So what do you think, aside from your experience, best qualifies you for this position?
I really don't have any feelings.
At all.
So I'll kill anybody, really.
Are you at least motivated by the threat of punishment and the desire for money.
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. I mean, this is absolutely serendipitous. I think this position is going to suit you extremely well. I do have one concern, and that is this is a corporate hit person. You will have to be, the Steve Jobses of the world are the kinds of people that will come into your crosshairs. Do you have any kind of problem taking out luminaries, technological wizards, people who are doing things like creating alternative energy sources?
Of course not. I mean, everyone deserves to die at some point.
It's very true. That's our company's motto. I would also like to know, have you killed anyone who you later regretted killing?
Regret would imply that I have to feel. So no, I have no regrets.
You've never regretted anything in your life?
No. Not one.
Interesting. I'm concerned that this devil may care attitude might lead to somewhat sloppy performance. If you aren't concerned about making sure that the higher ups are getting the service that they require, I mean, how am I to know that you won't get headhunted by some other company, pays you twice as much, to come back and start killing people who work here?
Oh, I am definitely loyal. I sign contracts and I fulfill them, and I would not turn on my employer until the contract was up. So if you keep me contracted, you have nothing to worry about.
Okay, so that's your claim. I'm still a little suspicious. How would you reassure me that I can rely on your loyalty?
Oh, I have references.
How many references? I mean, are we talking from big companies? Like companies as big as this company? Dean's big company?
The one is almost, I was at Sam's big company, so, but they let me go.
Why did they let you go?
They were going bankrupt and they really couldn't afford to pay me anymore. So it wasn't really like a bad parting, just, you know, they didn't need a hitman anymore.
Okay. I mean, that's a little bit suspicious. I mean, I'm going to be calling them. You understand that, right?
Of course. I actually here. I'll give you my papers. Now, this one, he's no longer alive. I'll take that back.
This doesn't fill me with a great sense of confidence.
Sammy's alive. This one back is he? Me, so, yes. Sammy's definitely alive.
Okay. Well, I mean, pending the discussion with some of these references, I'd like to welcome you aboard. You got the job.
Thank you. It's fantastic.
Perfect. Well, I will see you around the building.
Definitely.
Just ask, now I'm noticing the time, and I think that we need to bring in Nightfall next.
She's actually AFK.
Oh, she is? Did she already have to leave?
I thought, yeah. Like 10 minutes.
Yeah, she has 10 minutes.
So, yeah, you have,
okay.
You have to head in 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, then come in for your interview.
Okay.
Hi. Okay. So you're interviewing for a position of corporate stripper.
Yes. Could I ask a favor?
Of course.
We're very close to those things. I think in English it's they call poles. Could we move away from it? Maybe for a hygienic purpose, of course. Only hygienic purposes. Sitting as far away as possible, maybe at this table here.
I'm afraid that's the pole is integral to the position. I mean, that's one of your main duties. In fact, I think in the job description, the very first thing is pole dancing.
No, yes, it's, I'm very good at, polling, but, it's, I'm a stranger to these poles, you see, and they're very afraid of me. It's all this is. Could we
sit around this table? The poles are very afraid of you.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And how do you know the poles are afraid of you?
Because here, as I walk closer like this, you see how the wrinkle, the pulse, they sort of bend away from my hand closer like this. The bending away, you see?
I've never seen anything like that in my entire life. So you somehow repel the poles.
Of course, it is the poles afraid of me, not me afraid of the poling. You know,
I would not have believed it if I hadn't seen it.
Of course.
How do you propose to be a pole dancer who can't touch poles?
We'll see. I will bring my own pole. Some people say it is cheetle, but I resent that. I will dance on the big orange. I call him the big orange. Other people call him the cheetle. It's a lie.
Okay. So you'll dance on the big orange?
Yes. Yes. And it covers my body in this orange substance that it attracts the customers, you see. You see, because my clientele, they are of the variety that, what the English, in the English, they call them the nerds. The nerds that have, they enjoy the Mountain Dew. I often call out to the Mountain Dew me when they come.
Okay, yes, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then I bring very much money to the service when I do this. So you see why you should be hiring me when I do the polling.
So you're very popular with nerds. Well, I see a lot of sharks work for this company. This is a big corporation. Yes.
But many sharks are the nerds at heart. They do not show these things, but I can see them. I can smell them, much like you can smell the big orange on my skin right now. Yes.
I can smell it very distinctly. Yeah.
Yes. I can sniff them out with my eyeballs, because that's what I sniff, you see, like a shark.
Okay. So hold on a second. Are you telling me that you smell with your eyeballs?
I admit nothing of the sort.
Is your nose purely decorative?
Well, what does decorative mean?
If I just reach up here and pull, this nose has come away like it is.
That is very inappropriate. Oh, you see now what happened. My nose has fallen to the ground. How am I going to do the polling now? I spent very much time on that nose.
Are you even a human being?
Of course.
Because it seems...
touching me. Is this what they call the racism? Just because I am Russian.
It seems like you're a lizard person.
No, that is a lie. You can very much smell the orange, the big orange on my skin. That is what the humans sound, they smell like.
Humans smell like oranges?
Yes. Do they not to you? Is this the racist talking?
How can I be certain that you, as a lizard person, will not consume...
But I am not a lizard person.
Okay, but I mean, you're clearly a lizard person. I mean, don't worry about it. Your secret is safe with me. We have a very, very, very broad policy.
Look at me trying to peel my skin right now. All you can see is the big orange falling to the ground, much where my nose has fallen. Very much rude on your part, sir, because you have taken my nose off. How will I bring in the profit as you want? How will you fire me now?
If I pull off the rest of your skin, am I going to find a lizard person underneath? Because I will do that.
Of course not. A gentleman does not pull off a lady's skin.
Especially when I like this and just start pulling it off like
this. How dare you, sir?
Because you are very scaly underneath here and very green.
It's protective covering for my very soft insides. Do you not also have very soft insides? Do you not wish to not squish them all the time as you do? Currently, you are squishing your stomach with your hands. What if you died from this? I only wish to take the precaution.
If you were to pull at my nose, it wouldn't come off. That's just, I mean, that's the difference between...
But your nose very much look like a pole, and it's very afraid of me. I would not like to touch the...
Well, I mean, that's probably sensible. But we, as I say, we have a very, very, very strong push for greater diversity at this company. We don't mind that you're a lizard person. All I want to know is, are you going to
try and feast on the genitals of the various clients you'll be entertaining. I mean, are you a lizard?
Extra.
Not in a sex way, but in a very specific.
No, of course not. But this is still extra to consume these nerds, as you would like, as the English call them. You see, it's very bad on the constitution. They're very unhealthy, as you say, because they eat the big orange and they like to do the Mountain Doomy. So I try to restrict it to a one shark per week, if that is okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good to know. It's very nice to know that we have the option of having you eat people should the need arise.
Still extra, though.
Still extra. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to be checking your references, but you got the job. You got the job. Good job.
Perfect. I actually have to go. Thanks. I'll be back
soon. That was awesome.
Hey, send in Ginger next.
Hi, yes. I'm here to come in for the position of president of the Vault for life.
Beautiful. Oh, we've been needing one of you guys for quite a long time. Okay.
I know. And for the record, I would say references, but I don't think that's what I want in this case. You see that robot army on the outside accompanied by the demons of hell?
Yes.
Yeah, they're mine. All of them.
That's rather... I mean, this is a very aggressive tactic to be bringing to bear in an interview.
I'm aware, but do you want to keep your skin? Do you want to keep your skin for the rest of the day, or do you want to comment on my aggressiveness?
Well, I'm going to opt for the third solution, which is what the higher-ups tend to appreciate in this situation. I would like to know what you consider your greatest weakness to be.
My lack of who is not me, I think. And communication, really.
You're becoming a robot once again. This really just feeds into the mythology of your robot army's power. I'm not unconcerned by the march of Hell Legions outside, but mm-hmm. I do still need to do my job. So absolutely. Let's move on. Let's swiftly move on to the next question, which is, what are your goals as Mr. President in this country, in this company?
Like I said, Walt, it's basically to have everyone do what I say and give me their money or I will kill them.
Okay. And that's something that our shareholders are going to love. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to deny. I'm getting nothing but good feedback on that score. So despite owning the world, obviously the only context that I'm really concerned about is our company. So, do you plan to bring money into the company, or do you mostly plan to bring money into your own pockets?
I will give you New Zealand.
Oh, all of New Zealand.
All of New Zealand.
That's an enormous amount of business. But I'd like to know why you are interested in interviewing for president of this company at all, when it seems like you can just take the world.
Well, I was gonna take the world, and you know, you try it, and then people say, oh, you need more fucking like references and stuff. So I thought a major company would help get into that.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, we've been world leaders in. Presidential candidates, you know, have often risen from our ranks. I can understand. So what are your goals within the context of our company as you gain experience that you can use presidentially?
I will decapitate the leaders of other organizations and put their heads on spikes around the office, because I think that would be funny.
I'm a little bit concerned as I've just hired a new hit woman and a stripper who can be used for assassinations. So this is less compelling.
I'm more than happy. I'm more than happy to use the resources that this company already has as president.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's very encouraging.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And what is your thought on automation? I do see you have a lot of robots. Are you planning on introducing that to... are you planning on slowly transitioning our workforce over into robots?
Normally you would... Well, this is where you think I would say yes. But frankly, in some cases, I feel as if the... mortal touch is what is needed. Like, don't get me wrong. I love my army of killer robots that will live for nothing but my pleasure, and my legions of demons that love chaos and anarchy almost as much as I do. But sometimes, you know, you need the human touch.
A little bit concerned by the chaos and anarchy, because this company is a well-oiled machine. Things are very ordered here.
Well, obviously not for here, sir. It's for the other places that we will rain our chaos and hell upon, so we may become the only company. And they will all come to us, won't they?
This is exactly how capitalism is supposed to work, according to my handbook here. You know what? I'm almost sold. I'd like to know one more thing, and that is, where do people go when they die? Because if you have people from hell, presumably you have a sort of a decent working knowledge of the afterlife. Am I right?
Well, Dean, in our line of work, we all kind of know where we're going when we die, don't we?
I'd like to think so. But
don't worry. When I am your king, I'll be merciful.
Okay, this does seem like a very good way to get myself in with the afterlife and maybe making things a little bit less miserable. So you got the job, buddy. You got the job.
Thank you.
Great pleasure interviewing you. please send in bats.
Absolutely. I have to go, guys. This has been fun. I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye, Ginge.
Awesome. Take care.
Bye.
G'day.
Hey, how is it going, Mr. Bats?
Not bad. Yeah.
You are here to discuss pyramid schemes.
Well, I'm sure you're aware of that. I mean, you are. You know, head of said poncho, aren't you? I mean, unless I've got the wrong bloke. I can leave, mate. It's all right.
We don't like to think of things as a pyramid scheme. Okay. But you, I mean, if I take out your application here, what you have done is, instead of responding to the various questions, your CV consists of your name and then just pyramid scheme, pyramid scheme, pyramid scheme, kind of like just typed over and over and over and over again.
That was a fun one, wasn't it?
So what did you have in mind when you were doing that?
Well, you see, I think I fell into a mood of it's just stating the general obvious, really. I mean, that's what's really going on here, and I'm on board with it, so I figured, why not?
And that was exactly why I wanted to bring you in. So tell me what it is about pyramid schemes, if we're going to use the common parlance, that appeal to you so much.
Oh, mainly just, you know, the premise of being in a high place on the pyramid and taking advantage of twats.
Twats, yes. That is how we generally refer to our customers. So where do you see yourself sliding in terms of the hierarchy of this pyramid?
I prefer somewhere near the pinnacle. I'm not a big fan of the bottom of the pyramid, obviously.
Everybody does, don't they? But realistically speaking, I mean, as a new member of this corporation, you would be somewhere in the middle. How would new you...
Excuse me?
I mean, a new hire, I should say.
Are you not aware? I mean, I've been peddling this shit for a while now, mate. I don't know.
Not under our company's auspicious banner.
Look, desire pills, whether it be for this lot or the other lot, doesn't really matter. It's all the same stuff.
Hold on. So you've been selling diet pills.
What, is that not what you do here?
No, but I mean, I've been feeling a little bit tubby recently. Do you happen to have any on you?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. It's a strictly scientifically formulated.
It does have a lot of numbers on the side. Yeah.
Well, the numbers at the giveaway, aren't they, really?
I mean, numbers do impress me a great deal. And there are a lot of numbers and letters that I don't recognize on the side of this bottle.
So you know it works, mate.
So you sold a lot of these, huh?
Many. Totally wasn't a matter of recruiting other people to attempt to sell them at all whatsoever to earn money. It was absolutely just me selling many, many of them myself, yes.
So they're really good.
Quite, yes.
I mean,
none of them have shown up dead yet, so I'll call that a win.
Are you looking for anyone, I don't know, anyone else to sort of assist with this particular business? Because I've been looking to get into the diet pills business for a while.
I don't know, mate. Who's interviewing who here? What's going on here? What is this?
Oh, I mean, I was just distracted by your product is something that, I mean, you know, this company holds a lot of money. I'm not gonna lie to you, but these diet pills are really starting to win me over as this alternative revenue stream, I feel, could be even stronger.
Oh, a potential investment, you say? Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
So you'd be able to, I don't know, sell me some of these pills that I could then go on to sell to potential clients?
Might be able to, yes.
That's something that could happen.
That's something I could maybe, possibly, sort of, kind of arrange-ish.
Do you think that people would then want to buy my pills and sell them to other people, and so I could make a profit off those people?
I do believe that's the idea, yeah. Yeah.
This whole thing is really opening my eyes. Would you have any reservations about taking me on as an employee?
I'm still questioning who's interviewing here, but you're supposed to be employing me right now, right? Is that not what's going on? I thought I came here to take a position somewhere else, because as successful as the diet pill selling is, and I assure you, mate, it's fucking, it's mental, it's going off tits. As successful as that is, I'm trying to branch out a little bit myself. You know,
that's completely understandable. But I don't know. I've been distracted by the possibilities that I can see emerging, both financially and I'm not going to lie, in terms of adjusting my own body to maybe meet my the kinds of goals that I've been trying to achieve for quite some time with these diet pills. So I'm starting to wonder if perhaps I should step away from this particular business, maybe step towards your business.
Right. Well, we do have starter kits, if you're interested. We're talking
a
few grand, nothing too huge, you know, normal stuff.
Very interested indeed.
That's for selling it at a client level, though if you are interested in becoming some sort of recruiter and recruiting others to sell for you, then packages are more like 20 to 30 grand. Depending on the day of the week, really. It's whatever I decide they are at the time.
Do you think I'd be good at that? Like in that position, do you think I'd be good at like recruiting people?
Oh, yeah, no, I reckon you'd be right.
Probably seems like the most sensible thing to do then. Okay, well, thank you very much. I guess I got the job. So, newt.
They're fucking furries. Jesus fucking Christ. I was like, hang on, I'm fucking interviewing you, mate. What's going on here?
Flip it around.
They're really good diet pills. Mm. Okay, who do we have left?
You, me, and Bats.
Okay, so the three of us, because we do have one more scene. And why don't we just make it the three of us? The final scene is Jay as a teacher in school. So, and Bats and I will be learning from Jay.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, Mousy. You know what? I think we'll go with like with just the three of us for this scene. And then, but yeah, please, like more people. And this goes for anyone who is listening right now. Anyone who is remotely interested in getting in amongst this improv, please sign up and get amongst it, because we will like always have spots for people.
If we have a lot of people, we can always rotate people in and out. So
exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the plan. Yeah.
Okay, so we need a subject?
Yes. Let's find a subject for Jay. And Jay, you please feel free to choose a French.
No. I don't even know French. Be like, okay, it's voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Omelette. That's it. Fromage.
Sex ed. I knew that was coming.
I mean, how could it not? Chemistry.
Wink, wonk.
Exactly. That was a more subtle sex ed. Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you can teach us the quick maths.
New math. Criminology. Hitler's rise to power. Music.
Hitler's rise to power. Music. Numismatics? I don't know what that is.
New mathematics.
The grapefruit technique. I
oh,
get that
God,
right.
No. Jim, go to PE. Nice history lesson. Sex ed with the teacher is a virgin. Detention.
Just detention.
Not even a class, just detention.
Just detention. Bad boys in detention. You must read the lines.
Oh, psychology.
Mm. God, this is hard to decide.
Art.
You verse psych on him. Nude art. Mm-hmm. You get to draw me.
Like one of my French girls.
Sociology, creative media. Anybody? I don't know. Dean, help me out here. I'm having trouble deciding.
I feel like psychology has a lot of, there's a lot of juice in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Potential's the word I wanted. Yeah.
Subtraction.
I got you. I'm with you.
Nice.
Yeah. That's got my back. Yeah. So what do you think? Does psychology sound good?
Psychology sounds good.
All right. Okay, then we will newt and get right in.
I'm sorry. I was like, what is juice?
Yeah, we
I'm
did just have the suggestion
juice.
Of juice.
Oh, no. Okay. It has juice, grapefruit. No, no sure grapefruit does. Method. Okay. So, welcome to Psychology 101. I'm your teacher, Ms. Wilde. And, today we'll be learning about reverse psychology. Do you guys know what reverse psychology is?
It's that thing where when you say a thing, you want the person to do the opposite of the thing, right?
Right. So if I say you shouldn't get out of your seat.
And I just stand up.
Miss, it's all right. You don't need to teach us about reverse psychology. Like it's all good. No, we'll be right. Don't stress about it. It's okay. It's all right. You don't have to. You really don't.
Are you trying to use reverse psychology on me?
Not at all. Not at all. No. Yeah, no.
We're just trying to get out of your lessons, young man.
Not at all. No. Why would I want to do that? Don't be ridiculous.
I'm not sure.
I can't believe you just called Ms. Wilde ridiculous to her face in class.
I didn't
see you're
going to
be trouble.
Ridiculous, mate.
You're definitely going to be trouble.
I simply suggested, what, trouble? Me? No, yeah. No. No. No, 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 no,
I think if you need to learn about reverse psychology, you definitely need to experience it. So I'm going to tell you not to get up and walk out of this class. I'm also going to tell you that you need to keep your clothes on.
Huh.
Interesting. I guess I will not walk out of this class, and I will also keep my clothes on. Nice try. Checkmate, atheist.
So you're I'm really confused. Leaving.
Am I supposed to do the thing that I know that you want me to do, or am I supposed to do the thing that my psychology is just pulling me towards? I don't want to get in trouble. So the last thing I want is to get in trouble. I've been in trouble before. I don't want to get in trouble.
What do you think you should do? This is the whole lesson. Jesus Christ.
This is too heavy for me, man. Like, I can't even...
Look, Dean, mate, it's all right. You don't have to. You don't have to. You can sit down. It's all good.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like I have to stand up.
No. It's all good. You can stay seated. Everything's all good. Not a problem. Not a problem.
I feel like if I take my clothes off, everything will be okay.
Oh, no. You don't have to do that, mate. It's all right. Don't stress. It's
okay. I don't know. I'm staring at Ms. Wilde, and I don't know which is going to get me in trouble. Keeping the clothes on or taking the clothes off.
Well, you know, I think you'd be right either way. Hey, leave him on if you want. Take him off if you want. Who really cares, right? You know?
Oh, no, the choices. I'm paralyzed by the choices. It's just too much.
I mean, you really have to ask yourself, what am I trying to do here? Am I trying to make you succumb to reverse psychology or resist it? What do you think?
All I know is that everything is feeling really tight and really confusing right now. I feel like my heart is about to explode. I'm gonna sit down for a second. I'm take some deep breaths. And I'm gonna take off my pants, and I think that's gonna be. I feel like that's the happy middle ground.
I think that that's a very good idea. Maybe you really you should take off your pants.
Okay. As long as I'm not the only pants that have been removed.
Don't look at me, man. I'm keeping mine on. You're right.
No? You want to leave your pants on, huh? I think that's a good, wise decision there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, so I should have taken them off. I threw them on the other side of the room. I don't know
now
what to do.
Now they're gone. Sorry, no more pants.
Did I get an A?
Oh, we don't give out grades till the end of class, Dean. You know that.
Oh my God, all I care about is the A. Okay.
Bats?
Yeah, not yet.
Do you think maybe you should get up and clean the blackboard?
Yeah, should I though?
I don't know. Should you?
Should I?
Or maybe you want to just leave Dean's pants on the other side of the room.
Yeah, they can stay there, bugger it. It's all good.
Dean.
Yes?
How aroused are you?
Aroused? Oh, you don't even know. The fear boner that has been poking at my belly button since like the beginning of class. Oh, I like it's practically erupting.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I'm coming or going in this particular class.
I don't think you should do anything about that.
I should not do anything about that. Mm-mm. Wait. I think that means that I should do something about this boner. What can I possibly do?
I don't know. What do you think?
I'm in
you
class.
Do? I know. But you're in class with just me and you and Bats.
Mm-hmm.
Should I put it in the desk? With the pencils and the inks?
What do you think?
Oh, no. You don't have to, man. It's all good.
Shouldn't just sort of hide it away? For propriety's sake?
Yeah. Yeah, bugger it. Yeah, just go for that. Why not?
Bats is sending a lot of very mixed messages to me.
I'm not sending anything at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm so confused. I'm just going to have to sit here and I'm just going to have to slap this huge, huge penis against the side of this desk and hope that it goes away by itself.
Yeah, I don't think Bats can help you with that at all.
No, not really. Nice try, but not really.
No?
No.
Will I get an A if Bats helps me with this erection?
What do you think?
I'm starting to feel like this whole class is moving in a direction that I'm very uncomfortable with. But at the same time, are you telling me that I'm supposed to rape Bats?
Would I do that?
Yes, you would do that. Ms. Wilde,
what kind of teacher would I be if I would do that?
That you've already tricked me somehow into removing my underwear and my pants, and I'm just standing here in this school shirt with this tie.
Confused. Honestly, man, I don't understand why she's having so much of an effect on you. She's even got me to do absolute fucking jack shit yet. You really need to man the hell up. It's working on you way too easily.
She's a psychology teacher. It's so hard.
I'm not a psychologist.
But she's a teacher of psychology. That means she understands how our brains work better than we do.
So well. I think that maybe Batsy should come up to my desk.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Bats is giving so much sass to Miss Wilde, I can't even...
Sass? No. She asked me to come to her desk. Come here.
Can I see your hands?
You can and you may.
Okay. We're just going to lock those in cuffs.
Oh, are we now?
On the desk.
See, I'm not sure I really consented to being cuffed.
I told you she was a rape teacher. I told you.
And we're going to go ahead and remove these pants. And Dean, I don't want you to rape Bats.
Oh my God. I'm so confused. You don't want me to write Bats.
No.
But that means that you do want me to write Bats.
I mean...
And you are the kind of teacher that would push something like this.
Am I?
Hold on. I came in to have a good time, and honestly, I'm about to feel so attacked right now. So, let's take it easy.
I mean,
let's calm down.
Look at this ass. I mean, it just doesn't cry out to be raped.
Ms. Wilde, I'm so triggered right now. I'm so triggered. I'm being shown an ass in a school class, and
I definitely want to rape it.
Of course I do. Of course I do. I mean,
no, you don't. You don't. You really don't, mate.
I'm a fresh, horny young boy in the prime of his life. I'm ready to go. It's rape time. But is it? We're like. Is this all a test? Like, is she going to reveal at the end of class that I was not supposed to rape you?
I mean, look at this ass. It just, it's so heavy.
Maybe this class is about reverse psychology, in that you're actually not supposed to be getting anywhere near me, mate. And you should probably just, you know, off that way somewhere. Just
some kind of double bluff. Oh.
What are you going to do, Dean? I know you want that A, so you got to figure this out.
I really do.
Do you rape Bats or do you not rape Bats? Which do you think I want?
I'm pretty sure you want me to rape Bats. I'm pretty certain that you want me to rape Bats.
Then how do you think I'm so upset. How are you going to earn that 18? Come on. Show me.
I'm crying so hard right now.
All right, here's the thing. Dean, right? Cunning plan, right? How about this, right? We extort the A out of her.
How would we possibly do that?
There's two of us, and there's one of her.
But she's a teacher who understands psychology.
We don't need psychology.
What do you think you're going to tell them, Batsy?
We don't need to tell anyone anything. There are two of us. This is quick math,
one of
right?
which, neither of you have pants, and one of which is handcuffed to the desk.
You may be right.
You may be crazy.
But we have the power of God and anime on our side, so we'll be right. I think we'll be all good.
It's true. Bats does have God, and I do have anime. But what are you suggesting, Bats? I'm open to your plan. Let's hear it.
Right. So you're gonna just come over here for a second to where old mate is, and if you could just wiggle your penis like right in front of her for a little bit, just give a bit of a wiggle waggle, just sort of hypnosis sort of an idea, you know, it's just you're getting very sleepy, and then when she eventually does somehow pass the fuck out, you grab the keys, right, and then you unlock me cuffs.
Sorry, while you were talking I started raping you.
You can do that. That's perfectly okay too. Right.
I didn't even realize it was happening. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Oh, the A is all I've ever wanted.
Followed by the O.
Newt Boot. Oh, okay. My god, that went places.
Oh my fucking god.
What, MK? What do you want? I should be on?
Oh my god.
No.
Wow. Okay, I guess I should stop recording now.
Yes, okay, so that is officially the end of the Where the Voices Are improv night.
Yay.